Blackstone Publishing presents Musashi by Eiji Yoshikawa, translated by Charles S. Terry. This book is read by Brian Nishi. Foreword by Edwin O. Reischauer. Musashi might well be called the Gone with the Wind of Japan. Written by Eiji Yoshikawa, 1892 to 1962, one of Japan's most prolific and best-loved popular writers, it is a long historical novel, which first appeared in serialized form between 1935 and 1939 in the Asahi Shimbun, Japan's largest and most prestigious newspaper. It has been published in book form no less than 14 times, most recently in 4 volumes of the 53-volume Complete Works of Yoshikawa, issued by Kodansha. It has been produced as a film some 7 times, has been repeatedly presented on the stage, and has often been made into television miniseries on at least 3 nationwide networks. Miyamoto Musashi was an actual historical person, but through Yoshikawa's novel, he and the other main characters of the book have become part of Japan's living folklore. They are so familiar to the public that people will frequently be compared to them as personalities everyone knows. This gives the novel an added interest to the foreign reader. It not only provides a romanticized slice of Japanese history, but gives a view of how the Japanese see their past and themselves. But basically, the novel will be enjoyed as a dashing tale of swashbuckling adventure and a subdued story of love, Japanese style. Comparisons with James Clavell's Shogun seem inevitable, because for most Americans today, Shogun, as a book and a television miniseries, vies with samurai movies as their chief source of knowledge about Japan's past. The two novels concern the same period of history. Shogun, which takes place in the year 1600, ends with Lord Toronaga, who is the historical Tokugawa Ieyasu, soon to be the Shogun, or military dictator of Japan, setting off for the fateful Battle of Sekigahara. Yoshikawa's story begins with the youthful Takezo, later to be renamed Miyamoto Musashi, lying wounded among the corpses of the defeated army on that battlefield. With the exception of Blackthorn, the historical Will Adams, Shogun deals largely with the great lords and ladies of Japan, who appear in thin disguise under names Clavell has devised for them. Musashi, while mentioning many great historical figures under their true names, tells about a broader range of Japanese and particularly about the rather extensive group who lived on the ill-defined borderline between the hereditary military aristocracy and the commoners, the peasants, tradesmen, and artisans. Clavell freely distorts historical fact to fit his tale and inserts a Western-type love story that not only flagrantly flouts history, but is quite unimaginable in the Japan of that time. Yoshikawa remains true to history, or at least to historical tradition, and his love story, which runs as a background theme in minor scale throughout the book, is very authentically Japanese. Yoshikawa, of course, has enriched his account with much imaginative detail. There are enough strange coincidences and deeds of daring do to delight the heart of any lover of adventure stories, but he sticks faithfully to such facts of history as are known. Not only Musashi himself, but many of the other people who figure prominently in the story are real historical individuals. For example, Takuan, who serves as a guiding light and mentor to the youthful Musashi, was a famous Zen monk, calligrapher, painter, poet, and tea master of the time, who became the youngest abbot of the Daitokuji in Kyoto in 1609 and later founded a major monastery in Edo, but is best remembered today for having left his name to a popular Japanese pickle. The historical Miyamoto Musashi, who may have been born in 1584 and died in 1645, was, like his father, a master swordsman and became known for his use of 2 swords. He was an ardent cultivator of self-discipline as the key to martial skills and the author of a famous work on swordsmanship, the Gorin no Sho. He probably took part as a youth in the Battle of Sekigahara, and his clashes with